1212, yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about what you don't share with your partner.
Yeah, and that all started because a guy in the UK has got a safe in his fridge to put his chocolate in there so his wife can't touch it. So we asked you guys, what doesn't your partner share with you? And then Zoe from Albany had a really great answer about her partner.
Yeah, said that they don't share farts with each other.
Which is sad.
They've been together for a few years now and he hasn't done it in front of her, so she feels like she can't do it in front of him.
Yeah, and that's just no way to live.
Now, I know, you know, we don't want to be going too lowbrow. Our boss said to us yesterday, like, enough, all right? And like, but we need
Stop being 12 years old. Farts aren't hilarious.
They are.
And they are very funny.
That's the problem, is that it is very funny. But also, Zoe has been living in this cage of no farts within her relationship.
We need to help her.
And we do. We need to help take the relationship to the next level. So what we did was, after the show yesterday, we thought, we'll get in touch with Zoe again and see whether we can probably help her out.
Hello.
Hey, Zoe. It's Jesse and Sean from Hit FM. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. look, we were just thinking about what you told us earlier about the, you know, you haven't taken your relationship to that next level with your partner. And
yes.
We were thinking how we could possibly help you. And we were wondering if we paid for a can of beans or something like that, you would perhaps be able to tee it up and we could help you take that, your next step in your relationship.
Oh, that would be very much appreciated.
Yeah.
All right. And if you could do us a favour, just you and your partner sit on the couch and like watch TV and stuff?
We do, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I know it's hard to control, especially when your urge recently has been to hold it in, you know.
Yeah.
Essentially, we need you to fart in front of him. But we'd love for you to record it.
If you've got on your phone like a voice recorder or something and you could just get his reaction of, you know, your love really blossoming to the next level.
Because it could be that he says nothing and then there's just silence. That's fine.
No worries. Sounds good.
When are you going to be sitting on the couch with him next?
Probably tonight, yeah.
Okay, great.
It's bachelor finale.
Perfect.
You know.
Yeah. Still romantic, but you've got it. All right, we will try and work on getting the beans to you today.
Yep.
Is beans your preference or is there something that works better for you?
What else makes you fart?
You know, beans are good. I'm a vegetarian, so I eat a lot of beans. So if you can imagine how much they, you know, make you fart, and I've been holding it in.
Yeah, that's a real trouble. Awesome. All right, we will work some beans to you. Is there a specific type of bean, a black bean, a kidney bean that you prefer?
Good old baked beans.
Oh, baked beans. Baked
perfect.
Beans.
Yeah. Mine's baked beans.
So that was yesterday.
Yes.
We got the beans to her.
Yep.
She's had the beans last night. Up next, we need to give her a call.
See if she did it.
Find out how she went with her secret mission to take her relationship to the next level.
Maybe they're married now. Maybe she farted. He said, I
love
you.
Are you and I Cupids? We'll find out next. If you've just joined us, we're in the middle of taking someone's relationship to the next level.
Absolutely. Yesterday we asked the question, what doesn't your partner share with you? Zoe from Albany gave us a call and said that her partner is not sharing his farts. He doesn't fart in front of her. And then we realised she doesn't fart in front of him either. So we gave her some advice. And we said, you need to do it first.
Yeah.
You need to make it happen.
After the show, when we told her you need to make it happen, we sent her a can of beans as well.
We sure did, some baked beans to really get the job done.
Yeah. She said that's what she needs. That's what will put some ammo in the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only thing that is left for us to do now is touch base with her today to find out exactly how she's gone.
Hopefully they're still together.
Well, and hopefully they're deeply, madly in love, you know?
Hello.
Zoe, it's Jesse and Sean. How are you?
Hello. Morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you this morning?
Oh, nothing happened.
Oh, no.
No, nothing happened.
The baked beans didn't work.
We did have nachos last night, so
nice.
We do actually drive to Perth today. So from Albany to Perth, about 4 hours. So
okay.
Yeah, within that time, I'm probably going to have to let one rip, and he's just going to have to deal with it.
Make sure the windows are up as well, so that the smell cannot
Will you
escape.
Be driving, Zoe?
No, he'll be driving,
Okay, well, if you need to do a little bit of a responsible driving thing, swap into the driver's seat so you can have a break, hit the lock button on those windows.
Yeah.
All right, well, has he caught on to what you're doing? Does he know yet, or...?
Yeah. So I told him yesterday about it all, and he was like, "I've just never really needed to fart in front of you." I was
That's
like,
a lie.
"Why? You're a human.
Yeah, that is a big fat lie."
Okay. Maybe we should get. What's your partner's name?
Brad.
Maybe we should have a chat to Brad at some point, Sian.
Yeah, I like that.
We should turn this into a race between you and Brad, Zoe. Which one loves the other one more and is willing to take their relationship to the next level first?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
Well, you enjoy your car trip this afternoon, and make sure that you tell Brad that it has now become a race.
Get some beans in you, some stone fruit, anything that's going to make you fart.
Sounds good. All right.
Best of luck with it all, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, have a good day.
You too, mate. That drive to Albany, I think, will be quite interesting, Shanos. So if you are going along the Albany Highway today and you see anyone pulled over and at a service station or something, and there's a couple just passionately making out, you know, just so in love with
because
each other.
Because they have just passed a new level, then it's probably Zoe from Albany and her partner. Or if you're just driving from Albany to Perth and you get some real stench as you're driving, it's also probably them.
Want more Jesse and Joel? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.